See if we could try to finish the Maimer. We'll be able to start with Ezra Hashem next week, Tanya. On page Samachay. Nezeh Horam HaGvayim LaYe'elim. So Rebbe explains, after having taught us the deeper meaning of Avodas Hashem in those two ways of the little hills and the great tall mountain, the great tall mountains of Ahava, which is Lamala Manatam Vedas, the highest Madrega of Ahava that touches that reality that's beyond reality. Tshuva me'umka deliba, tshuva from the depths of the heart, the scream that comes from the shofar that is beyond and above anything that's betam, v'das, a person understands, higher even than Torah mitzvahs. That feeling of being so far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and wanting to jump over that space between the finite and the infinite. So now the Rebbe explains, he ends the Maimer. The Pasuk is in Tehillim. V'zo harim ha-gevohim la-ye'elim. The high mountains where the ye'elim, where the wild goats, where the wild goats go, where they, only those animals, the ye'elim, where they graze, they go up there into the highest mountains. That's what it says in Tehillim. Harim ha-gevohim la-ye'elim. Teirish. Shebchinas harim ha-gevohim nimshach lamata ayidei ye'elim. The high mountains, meaning that madrega that we've been learning about, the harim ha-gevohim, the high mountain of ahava, of love for Hashem, that transcends tam v'das, seichel v'das. That madrega of ahava that we were talking about, how is that bechina of harim gevohim drawn down into our lives, into this world? Ayidei ye'elim, through these animals, these ye'elim. What does it have to do with ye'elim? What do we need this animal for this avayda? Teretz is shul b'chinas kol ha-shayfa. That's that animal which we would call a ram, the wild goat, that animal. That's the b'chin of kol ha-shayfa. Harim gevoim la ye'elim, how beautiful. The high mountains. How do we draw down that madrega into our lives of high mountains that we've been learning about? The teretz is that we need the ye'elim. Because that is drawn below, ayidei ye'elim shul b'chinas kol ha-shofar, the sound of the shofar. Ki shofar shabash Hashanah shayal poshet. The classic shofar for Rosh Hashanah is that of a Yael Poshet, that horn that is Poshet, Shubchinas Tshuva Mi'oimek Halev, which is the Tshuva that comes, that blowing of the Shofar, is the sound that comes, of the sound of Tshuva that comes Mi'oimek Halev Kanal. The Lashon Yael, and the animals called Yael from where we take the Shofar, Hu Lashon Aliyah. It's a lashon of aliyah, of ascent, ascending, rising. Lashon yal hu lashon aliyah. Shemala es ha'odom l'bechinas ha'madregas ha'ahava shalamalam hadas. Because the shofar that comes from the Yael has the ability to lift a person higher than anything, any ahava that comes mitam v'das, that can lift a person above all of that, higher than any ahava mitam v'das. And the din is that it be poshet, that it be poshet. What does that mean? What does that mean that it be poshut? So Chazal explain. May the poshut libei tfei adif. Chazal say an extraordinary thing here by the Yaal poshut, that the word poshut means simple, but it also is a lashon of hafshata. Poshut means, and that's why it means something which is simple. It means uncomplicated, unencumbered, where all of the external layers of something are stripped away. Poshut is a lashon of hafshata, lahafshit es ha'ayla, to strip, to unpeel, to uncover. The avoda of Rosh Hashanah and the Tkiyah Shofar is to uncover that nekuda hapnimis shebelev, the inner point of the heart. And that's the meaning when the Gemara says, "May the poshut libei tfei odif." We would say the more poshut the heart is, but really it means the more uncovered the heart is. That is the hint the Gemara says on the sound of the Yaal Poshut. The Kol Mai the Poshut Li Beit Fei Adif. The more the heart is simple or uncovered, the better. The Hainu Liv Shait Es Ahava Mihislab Shusa Beguf. Liv Shait Es Ahava, to take away, to strip away from the feelings of love that we have for Hashem, any hislabshus in the guf, any attachment to physical, to the body. Lifshait es ahavim hislabshus of a guf. Tzoyeg liboy bekirboy. That the person's heart should be able to cry out without any part of this world holding it back. Without any dimyonis and delusions, and without anything for oneself, just push it, a kol push it. Livshait es ahavim mitzapshusa beguf liyas tzayeg liboy bekirba limsa nafshel Hashem, to give his life mamish over to Hashem l'skalal be'echad, and to be miskalal, to be bound up in the absolute oneness of Hashem. And that's why he says there in the parasha, in the Tzavim, after everything is kasha nishba l'avisecha, as Hashem, this bris, kasha nishba l'avisecha l'Avram l'Yitzchak v'Yaakov, as Hashem swore to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, shein b'chinas harm ha'gavayim. As we learn, the others are called also great mountains. The others are called Harim Gavoyim. Ki be'evar hanohar yoshu avaseichem. Ki be'evar hanohar yoshu avaseichem, says in Yeshua, we're going to say it soon by the Haggadah, Pesach Nai. Ki be'evar hanohar yoshu avaseichem, Avraham Avinu comes from that place which was Evar hanohar, the other side of the river, from the highest Madrega. There's a river that divides between this world and the world above, between Shushan and Shushan Habir also. And the others come from that place of Me'ever Hanohar, Avram Ha'ivri. It's Me'ever Hanohar. Yoshua Avaseichem. What is a Nahar? What's the river? The Nahar who hayyotze mi Eden, it says in Bereishis, that the river was flowing out from Eden. Lahashkais es agan, to irrigate, to give water to the garden, to Gan Eden. Umishom yiparet, and from there it divided into four rivers. Shubachinus hamshachas or ein saif baruchu. What does this mean? The Nahar. Nahar in Aramaic, Nahar means light. It's a river of light. That the Ovis, through the Ovis, that infinite one, Hashem, that light that is infinite, that is Ein Sof, is somehow brought across from the other world into this world, from Me'eva HaNahar, from across the river, or Me'eva, that Nahar, that light, is able to be drawn into our world, L'hashkeis HaSagan, Misham Yiparid, to give life, and to divide, to Misham Yiparid, to divide into all, to give, meaning dividing, to divide and to give life to all the Nevarim, to all that exists in this world. That this world should be able to receive God's light. That through the others who come, may Eivar HaNahar, that the infinite light of Hashem could become part of our lives. That dimension that's called Eivar HaNahar, the other side of the river, beyond the river. That really means L'malam HaDas. It's beyond anything that a human being can understand. It's L'malam HaDas. B'chinas Harm HaGavayin. B'chinas Harm HaGavayin means that great mountain range that we've been learning about, of Ahava, of love, that is higher than Das, that reaches Kivyochal himself, the Bari Olam himself. Shamhu Sherish Bechinas the Madregas HaAvis. That is the Sherish of that Bechina of the Madrega of the Avis. Msham Haisa HaShvur VaHakrisas Bris. And from that place that is infinite, that's beyond our understanding. From that place, Misham Haisa HaShvur. From there comes the oath, the Shvur, and the Krisas Bris, and the covenant, Liyas L'chol L'lokim, to be our God. The Pchinas Pnimis, in the innermost way, as we've been learning, Ahava that comes in that place, which is Pnimis, Pnimis Halev, Pnimis Nakudas Halev. Let's learn the Perish. The left-hand column on page Samachay, V'hinei, Al pi biyuzeh, b'shokal the pelasar that we learned last week, the scale, the balance. Yuvan gama perish apnimi because of harm hagvarim la'yeelim. We can now understand the inner meaning of the pasuk, harm hagvarim la'yeelim. The harm hagvarim. These great tall mountains, koi. It's referring to al ahava la Hashem, shalemalu min hadas, love that is higher than das. That's adliyada, that's purim. V'gilui ahava zuhu aidei ye'elim. And this love is revealed, this madrega of ahava is revealed through the ye'elim, which is referring to the sound of the shofar. The koi al kol shofar, kamayim ha-mishna, shofar shav hashana shayal poshet. V'hu keneged kol poshet, this corresponds to the kol poshet. That's the meaning of yal poshet, the kol poshet, the sound that is poshet, meaning the sound that is stripped of all connection to anything physical, to anything of the ego, to anything of the self, to anything that a person can understand or make sense. Kol poshet shal tkiya shayv sheitzakas halei, which is a scream of the heart, shemitzad avedes atshuva miumka deliba. That comes as a result of the avoida of tshuva from the depths of one's heart, mi'umka deliba. Zogam perish tevis ya'el, and this is even alluded to in the name of the animal, ya'el. Meloshen aliyah. It's a loshen of ascending, of aliyah. Sha'tshuva ma'ala sa'odim li'ahava shalamalam hadas. That this tshuva that comes mi'umka deliba, which is the scream of the shofar, can lift a person to connect to the Ein Sof himself, which is l'malam hadas, which doesn't make any sense. We can't understand what does that mean, that a human being who's finite should be able to connect to the one who's infinite. As we learned before, la'avrecha bevis, la'avrecha me'ever. V'yal poshet pishu chazal, and what's the meaning of yal poshet? Chazal explain. Kol mai de poshed libe tfei odiv. The more the heart is uncovered and simple. The poshed ugam iloshen hafshata. Poshed is an iloshen of a hafshata, of peeling away, of stripping away. Sha'odam tzorch la hafshit eso ahava milavushi haguf. That the love has to be peeled away from the levushim of the guf. That's really what we're talking about, Masa Shabbos also. That's what we're learning about in the Das Atzmacha, just this past Matzah Shabbos. We're starting last week a little bit, the meaning of from where, how can a person always feel loved? From where does a person draw that feeling of ahava? The Torah says that it can only be when a person's mafshid, when a person strips his heart of all connections to this world. Because this world is a world, as we learned, that's mostly not with love, not with ahava. And even the ahava that's there is ahava that is finite and that ends, and the ahava that's totally bedov, it depends on whether you're a good boy, a good girl, a bad girl, whether the person likes you today, doesn't like you today, whether it's going well, it's not going well, etc. But there's an ahava that's ahavas oilam that comes from those high mountains beyond this world. And when a person is able to be mafshit his heart from its islabshus, from its way of identifying itself with this world, with the physical world, then a person can feel that ahava every moment of his life. Which is l'mal mitam v'das, even though he says, I'm not worthy of being loved. That's true when it comes to other people. You could lose that worthiness in someone's eyes, and mimela, you feel that you're no longer loved by that person. Akitakabi, that you're not loved by that person. Things like that happen. But when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can't be. And if a person is able to come to that place of tshuva mi'umke deliba, and to cry out from that place, and to uncover the essence of his heart, which is without any levushim of this world, then he's always loved. He always loves, and he's always loved. And that's the bris, and that's the shofar. That's the malam and adas. So the person is lavshus avim lavushi aguf klema ahava rabba zu la Hashem mevias adam lede tshuka gedoy lesrachik ulahavshet desatzum megashmi yisrael meikol lagami bar Hashem. At this point, this individual, this person doesn't want to have it. He wants to be mafshit. He wants to uncover. He wants to peel away all of the gashmis of this world, and he wants nothing more than just to be connected to Hashem. So on the one hand, one has to try to remove those peels to get to that point. On the other hand, when it begins to happen, then the person feels no desire for any of the things of this world, only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the meaning of Kashen Nishbal HaVasech Al Avnei Tzikli Yaakov, Shbechinus Harim HaGavayim. Al Pi Kol Anal Yuvan Mashakosov, after it, in the Tzavim, after it says, La'ovrcha B'rvins HaShem HaKecha V'Va'osai, L'man HaKim HaShem HaKecha, then after all of that it says, Kashen Nishbal HaVasech Al Avnei Tzikli Yaakov. So what are the Ovis coming in here? So Kashen Nishba Hashem swore to the Ovis. The Ha'ovis, Heim Bechinas, Harim, the last page, Harim, because the Ovis are that Bechina, that quality of Harim, of mountains. Kavadosim Haisa B'Ahave Rabba L'Hashem Shalamalim and Hadas. Because the Avoid of the Ovis was on that Madrega of Ahave Rabba, which is higher than Das, the Shershim Epnimius Elokus Canal, whose root comes from the Pnimius of Elokus, as we learn. Shazel Mashikosa Be'eva Hanar Yoshua Avasechem. And that's the meaning of Be'eva Hanar Yoshua Avasechem. That the Ovis come from that place that's called Eva Hanar. Shapeirish HaPnimi. The deeper inner meaning of Eva Hanar. Shapeirish HaPnimi Be'eva Hanar. Is that the Ovis are from beyond the Nahar, higher than that. The Bechinas Nahar, that Bechina, that quality of Nahar, Hikamashikosev. The Nahar Yaitzim, Eden Lahashke, says Hagan. The Nahar was flowing out of Eden to irrigate, to water the garden. We show me pardon, from there it would divide into all the different rivers. The Gan Eden, Humakam Hasagas Elokus. Gan Eden means one's comprehension, one's understanding God. That's called Gan Eden, paradise. Va'anor ha'yoytzim hi'edin l'hashkeis es ha'gan, Hu ha'or elokis ha'meira b'gan Eden, means that there's a light that itself gives life to Gan Eden. There's something higher and beyond the garden itself. There's something that's higher than a human being's understanding of God. And that which is higher, the infinite light of Hashem Himself, gives us the desire to understand God. It gives us the cheshek to be connected to God. It's something beyond understanding. It's the nohar which gives life, that irrigates the garden itself. That they should be able to be the rivers that go out into the whole world and give life, that everything in the world feels God and wants God. All that comes from the me'eva hanara, from that light which is beyond, through the others, that hamshacha, through the shayfa, that hamshacha from beyond, that's higher than anything that a human being can understand, gives the world that awareness of God and the ability to think about God and to feel His presence. It comes from beyond, me'eva hanara, from the madrega of the others. Sherei kol inyan hagan Eden hu shenen miziv hashchina shu tanug ha'asaga. Gan Eden itself means the pleasure, the joy, and the delight of thinking about God, of understanding something about Him and thinking about Him. That's already in this world. But the nahar is yoytze mi Eden, or that is nahar yoytze mi Eden lahashka eses hagan, that irrigates the garden. Meaning there's an awareness of the Baruch Shalom, of the Or Ein Sof Baruch Hu, that's higher than understanding, that's higher than Gan Eden. But it's only through that ability of a Jew to come into contact with the infinite light that's beyond the garden, can a Jew then spend his life in the garden, meaning thinking about God and feeling His presence, and the whole world, as the rivers flow out into the whole world. That there could be hasaga velokus. It comes from beyond. B'chinas be'ever ha'nar, ma'shalamalim b'chinas nar hu or ein soiv baruch hu atma shalamalim anadaz v'hasaga. Nisham from that place, ever ha'nar, shorish ha'avis, is the root of the avis. B'chinas Haram HaGavayim, that which we learned, those great and tall mountains. Zeh HaKesher ben Krisas Bris V'Ha'avis. And that's the connection between the covenant, the Bris, and Kasha Nishbal Avasecha, and the Avis. The Bris is with the Avis. What does that mean? It means Ki'inin HaKrisas Bris HaKesher HaPnimi Ben Yisrael V'Kadosh Baruch Hu V'Chvayd V'Asim Shalmam Hadas. The Bris with the Avis means that each and every Jew and the Jewish people have a Bris with the Avis, who come from beyond this world. But the others who were masig, that there's something higher, there are mountain ranges that are higher than any of the hilltops or valleys of this world, that there's a world beyond the world. And that's the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself, of the Ein Sof Baruch Hu. And therefore it's Kasha Nishbala Avisecha. It's the Shvu of the others. And it's through that's the Krisas Bris that Hashem has with our people, with each and every one of us. Which is the Nakuda Pnimis of Purim. Which years ago I spoke about before Purim, the Indian of the river that was flowing in Shushan to divide between the place where HaMelech was sitting and the rest of the kingdom. Rav Kook has Mardik things on this Naris HaKadosh. I mean, things, just a sentence or two, but on the defeat of Amalek, the river of Ulai, that was called that river of Ulai, to cross over from Ulai to Vadai, from maybe to definitely. That's the defeat of Amalek, and that's Purim. It's that knowledge that's deep inside of every Jew, that's lamala min hadas, that's higher than seichel, that says that the Baruch Shalom is not ulai, the Baruch Shalom is not maybe, the Baruch Shalom is definite, it's vadai. Havadai shmoi keng tihilosei. And therefore, through Purim, a Jew can cross over the river of ulai, that river in Shushan, that's called ulai. and to come to Vaday. Because the Vados, the certainty of one's faith, is not a matter of Seichel. The certainty of one's faith is called the Poshet Libet Fe, is the heart being uncovered, is the layers of this world on this side of the river being stripped away, and then the person is able to enter into that place of the bris that Hashem made with the others that's beyond this world. That's in the place of Vaday, not a place of Ulay. Amalek is Ulay. Amalek is, everything is maybe, is Afshus, a Safik. And in Seichel and Das, sometimes a Jew has doubts. In his mind, he has doubts. Maybe this is not it. Maybe it's not real. Who knows what? In Seichel, but in the Pnimius Aleif, when the shofar is blown, you talk about Shofar Gadol, that's what we're talking about in Shabbos. That's, and Masa Shabbos, that's when every Jew will be able to throw off the custom of this world and say, Hineini, right? The Belzerov said, Hineini. When they hear the shofar of Mashiach, because this is the shofar of all shofars. That shofar that comes from the tshuva, me'umkad liba of the entire Jewish people, and when that shofar of Mashiach is heard, so then the Jewish people will throw off their Purim customs and say, Hineini, I'm here. I'm here, meaning that I'm here in this place together with the Bari Olam. And every Purim a person can feel a little bit of that which doesn't need to make sense. It's l'malam hadas. It's higher than anything that you could figure out. Which Amalek wants to drag us into the world of Tam Vadas, which is so limited and so scary. And to go to a place beyond that is the Shofar. And the Yishtoz, and on the Yom Hu you talk about Shofar Gadol of Oha Oivim, Asosh Ben Yochum Yosheim, Vishtachvu Lashem, what does it say, Vishtachvu? Vishtachvu Bahar HaKadosh, Vishtachvu Lashem, Bahar HaKadosh v'Yushalayim. So that's, now we understand. Vishtachvu Lashem, Bahar HaKadosh v'Yushalayim. So now we understand that the Madrega of Horem Gevoyim that we're learning about, then Abba Yaimahu, you talk about Shofar Gadol. On that day of Mashiach, the big Shofar is going to be blown. And then everybody will come back, V'oh Ha'oivim and Hidochim, Vishtachvu Lashem, Bahar HaKadosh v'Yushalayim. Bahar HaKadosh, on the highest mountain. And then will be Mezgala. Bahar HaKadosh, which is Yerushalayim. V'lochein shayach lebechina sa'ovis, shei me'eva hanar. And this is the bechina of the ovis that's me'eva hanar. Let's read the kitzur. Zichron ha'bris, shayach lemadrega sa'ovis, remembering the bris, shayach to the madrega of the ovis. K'mesh ha'kosel ovich ha'bris, k'ash ha'nishbala v'secha. Ovis Nekorim Horim, the Ovis are called mountains. Bahar Hukinu Lahava, Har is a way of calling a word that means love, Ahava. V'yeshte Madregas Baharim, there are two Madregas, Gevois, that are not so tall, the hills, Shiahava Shal Pitam Vadas, which means love that one can understand, that comes through meditation, thinking, V'horim HaGevoyim, and Tar Mitzvahs, V'horim HaGevoyim, the high mountains, Keneged HaOvis, that's the Ovis. Hi ahavish l'malam mitam v'das is the love that is higher than tam v'das. While zeh nema shokal bepelasar mugvois b'maznaim, the scales, the weights, the scales, the pelas who eats aruch, the long piece of wood I spoke about last week, shariches v'kovet eitzu amachriya, that because of it's a long piece of wood, that weight, that's the counterweight. And the meaning of that is v'ini b'vayis Hashem, the gilui ahavish l'malam v'das v'ayde hergish girdle. Harichuk mi'itli is brought, that feeling of being far away, that's the long stick that we learned about last week, that feeling of being so distant from Hashem, that causes a person's, a Jew's heart to break and to feel the bitterness of his galus from Hashem, and to cry out from the nekuda pnimis shebeleves amashikos of harim ha'gevarim la'ye'elim, the ye'elim, reime is al shofar, the ye'elim, the animals, is a hint for the shofar, shusheyal poshet, shenyonash al shofar, gilui ahave rabazu, the harim ha'gevarim, to reveal that great madrega of Har Magvayim, Ayde Tshuva Meumke Deliba Al Arichuk MeHashem, Tshuva that comes from this feeling of being far away from Hashem, that's the shofar screaming out, Umi Madrega Zu Hikrisas Bris Ben Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ubnei Yisrael. And this madrega is itself the Krisas Bris, with the Ovis between Hakadosh Baruch Hu and Ubnei Yisrael, that a Jew has the ability to to be mamshech the aura that's from beyond this world, and to come to that madrega that's l'malo man hatam, l'malo man hadas, that's higher than all seich and higher than all das. But we should be zeichet the taste of that. It's erev purim. We should be zeichet the taste from that light of ad lo yada, until it will come the time of molaris deyas Hashem, that the whole world will be filled with deyas Hashem k'mayim liyam achasim, like the waters, the oceans that cover the face of the earth, and bez Hashem that it will come to that time. So then it will be a big v'nahafechu asher yishlatu ayhudim heima b'seneim, when the bris of the ovis is revealed. And the entire world will then be crawling to get to the Har Hashem, to Yerushalayim, to the mountain, to be zeichet, to bask in the light of Knesset Yisrael. We should be zeichet, Bez Hashem, it should be the Mehemi Amen.